ABC Radio Darwin.
I was so surprised to win that award, especially up against Katie Baker and Baker Boy, because they're so talented.
Whose idea was it to put your song Castaway into the awards?
My mum had mentioned it to me, and it took us a while to really put it in because we were a bit nervous on what would happen. So we just put it in just to see what would happen, and I never thought I'd be in the youth category, make it in there, and to also win a People's Choices, so I was so surprised.
Your song Castaway, it's incredibly mature.
Thank you.
It's an extraordinary voice that you have been blessed with.
Thank you.
When it came to writing that song, is songwriting natural for you?
I've only recently just started songwriting because I do struggle with coming up with lyrics and especially finishing songs. So finishing Castaway was a huge accomplishment of mine, and I'm so proud of it as well.
Because you are only 15, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know, how much life experience had I had at 15? Probably a broken heart, yes. Going through high school, of course, you're at Darwin High School.
Yeah.
So drawing on those life experiences, tricky.
Yeah, because I haven't experienced that much, especially being 15, I usually write off other people's experiences because I don't have that many of my own. So that's where a lot of my songs do come from. Castaway was written because I really loved the song Lost Boy by Ruth B and her interpretation of Peter Pan. So mine is about The Little Mermaid, but yeah, you can really interpret it on how you want to.
Castaway by Phoebe Weir for you this afternoon on ABC Radio Darwin. A stripped-down version. Go for it, Phoebe.
I didn't like the way it was. The loneliness, it started off as something I could handle. But I was different from the rest. I would always try my best to be exactly like them. So I traded the one thing that could help me sink or swim, 'cause I wanted to change. But then I gave a little more, and it's a thing you can't ignore. And now you wouldn't know it's me, 'cause now my words, they won't come out, and all I wanna do is shout. But you don't have to be in doubt, and we might only have today. My voice for you is a price I'll pay. I don't wanna be cast away. Saw you standing there, knew that we'd be the perfect pair. But then I tried to talk. You didn't know who I was, so I just stood there clueless. It's when I felt my heart break. So I traded the one thing that could help me sink or swim, 'cause I wanted to change. But then I gave a little more, and it's a thing you can't ignore. And now you wouldn't know it's me, 'cause now my words, they won't come out. And all I wanna do is shout. But you don't have to be in doubt, and we might only have today. My voice for you is a price I'll pay. I don't wanna be cast away, 'cause I'm strong and I am tall. You'll never see me fall. Your words don't hurt me anymore. When your true colors start to show, you'll be dull and I will glow. Your words don't hurt me anymore. 'Cause now my words, they're coming out, and I'll scream and I will shout. You don't have to be in doubt, we might only have today. My voice is still the price I'll pay. I don't wanna be cast away, 'cause now my words, they're coming out, and I'll scream and I'll shout, you don't have to be in doubt. We might only have today, my voice is still the price I'll pay. I don't want to be cast away.
I think of someone like Jessica Mowboy and how she hit the stage using reality TV, using a song competition to get her name and her product out there. Have you thought about your journey and how you want to get your voice into the mainstream?
I have done a lot of thinking about it, and when I was younger, of course, you want to be on the reality shows like X Factor.
When you were younger, you're 15.
Younger than 15. Yeah, more like 10 or something.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
But now I've realised that you don't need shows like that to get your music out there. There's so many other ways, and I feel like those ways, you can stay as yourself, but when you do go on reality shows, you change because they can change your image, and I just don't want that to happen. So,
what is the image you're trying to cultivate?
I find that I'm... as an artist, I'm very probably chilled out and just going with it. So,
Who do you admire within the Australian music scene?
Definitely Missy Higgins and Jessica Mowboy. They're definitely up there. I've always been inspired by Missy Higgins, and she was one of the first songs that I ever learnt. So, yeah.
Is it true that when you were in preschool that you used to sing for show and tell?
Yeah, I did used to do that a lot when we had show and tell. I just get up in front of the class and start singing.
What would you sing?
Oh, one of the first ones that I sung, I Still Call Australia Home.
Oh.
Was the song that I sung first in front of the class.
What are you working on at the moment?
I've been working on a few songs because I have a scholarship in Brisbane for recording and I need at least 5 songs, which... it's a bit of a challenge for me because I'm new to songwriting.
Alrighty. But, have you got a little bit of taste test for us?
I do.
Go on.
A chorus that I can show you.
I won't ever let you go. I'll be the one that you call home. 'Cause baby, I know that even when times get tough, I'll be the one that you can love. Oh, I can never get enough.
Oh, watch this space. I feel it coming. It's going to be a number one for you, Phoebe.